We're going to call the meeting to order. All right, discussion of items not on the agenda. All right. How's everybody feeling about the minutes? We're considering the minutes.
I'll move for approval of the minutes.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the good stuff. We'll get into the matching grant program and the applications.
Okay, so we sent out all of the information. Everybody, we got all of the scores back, compiled them. This is an active document, so if there's any discussion, any modifications we need to make. This did not go out in the packet, therefore it's not a finalized version of it, so we can make some modifications. There were some questions that have arisen related to one of them about it being a county. Because of the county's involvement, should there be county funding involved in it? I'm not sure there isn't, because they're asking for 4,000 of the 20,000. But I'm not sure that that's something that we weigh in on. So, but that is something that came up from a couple different people. As far as the discussions go, I'll let you guys lead those. The scores outside of one were pretty tight, I'd say. As you got down towards the lower of the approved scores, as of the tentatively approved, and I say that in that there's 20, I want to say what we have approved is 24,771 of the 25,500 that's allotted. But the total of everything is obviously that 31,453, which is kind of down at the bottom of the screen there. So it exceeds the budget by six-ish thousand dollars.
Just make sure I understand. So it's the total, that's the total of all requested funds is the 31,000?
Correct.
And then, okay, I see, thank you.
The total of those that are under, or that are in yellow is 24,771.
So we're just right under the
correct
available number with that, okay.
Correct. We made the notes we did place off to the side. We kind of summarized the notes. Based off everybody's submittals. Yeah, we'll open it up to the committee to discuss thoughts. It seemed pretty consistent scoring. There were a few things that some had, I won't say significantly lower, but relatively lower than others, and then higher in some other areas, but I'm not sure it's enough to swing anything.
I'll start with a question and introduction. Hi, I'm Jen Jordan. I'm here on Ron's behalf today. Thank you. So the ones in yellow, are those the top highest scoring, and then just cut off the three below that to get to the 25,500?
Correct. Those in yellow, and we have it by highest total score down to lowest. And this is, at this point here,
gets you to the 20.
Is where we hit just below our 25,500 threshold.
Okay, thanks.
And like I said, these next three, it gets tight. So that if there is discussion that we need to have, you know, it could swing. You know, it might be tough to get up to that, the line eight, but it looks like the 9, 10, 11 are all in a pretty tight spread there. So,
is it possible to get it all on the screen or no?
I can't get the notes in, but if you're okay with that, then I shouldn't be okay.
Yeah.
So I guess I would suggest starting at that sort of that threshold there between the yellow and the just below the yellow, and just compare some of those that are sort of in the lower yellow area and the upper not yellow area, and just see if we want to swap any of those, or perhaps divide the funding a little thinner, in the sense of like not offering the full amount that they're requesting, but maybe a lesser amount so that we can spread it a little wider.
I mean, based on the comments though for revision film scene, I don't see that is one that we would even want to partially fund.
Just to jump in quick, it's in this packet. I assume everybody read the memo that I had attached. Mm-hmm. The reason we do that is just to make aware entities that did receive funding. I'm not sure if there are any, but I'm not sure it would make any difference in any of this, but I meant to explain that at the beginning, but that is funding that was allocated by the city. And we just like to put that information out to the boards and commissions or anybody that's deciding to award grant funding. So if it comes down to there's others that have received funding, you have that information in front of you prior to making any decisions. So
the Minds in Bloom is the only one that has some positive comments, I would say, but that, and I was one who also commented, there's no sketch, no designs, and so I don't know how we can move forward with that.
Yeah, I would say that 0 to 60, I can't support giving them funding. There just was not enough information on the application.
That's a really low score, too.
Yeah, it was really low.
It seems like we're all pretty okay. Down on that one, relatively speaking.
It felt like there was some consensus there on leaving that one out and maybe debating the others.
I was hoping they might request feedback just for professional development purposes. But
and that's something we can certainly look at talking about internally of if we want to reach out and assist them on any future decisions to apply for things on what would be help it be more successful.
So then looking at sort of row 10, the Film Scene project, and then row 11, Minds in Bloom. I love Film Scene very much. I was there just last night. But we've, you know, given that, I believe we funded them last year for the exact same project. And, you know, not to say that they don't need funding, but they're relatively, you know, successful sort of on their own merits.
Well, I had that too where it doesn't seem different enough, but I like the concept of, you know, taking a reiterative approach, but I was like, oh, it's awfully similar to last year's project.
And then the Minds in Bloom project, I probably will just need to look at the...
I almost, you know...
Remind myself of which one that is.
I was one that ranked that pretty high. I know they didn't have a sketch exactly. I just thought they had enough letters of support. I really liked the location. It's a location that does not have a lot of public art, but, you know, would have a lot of impact of people driving by and living in that area. I know it's a little bit of a leap of faith to not have a literal sketch, but, you know, a couple of the others had no sketch or concept yet either. It was sort of, you know, looking at it for potential. And that one I saw a lot of potential and just thought if, you know, the goal is to sort of bring art to other neighborhoods, that would be a really good place to start.
Do we ever do like a contingency thing? Like if we, like we'll fund this, but we need to see a design or approve a design first, or I don't know.
I'm not sure that's come up yet, but I don't think there's, I mean, I think that's one for the staff. How does that work?
Is this the one on the Abbey Center?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Go ahead.
No, I was just to answer that question. I think what we've done in the past is said, not this time. We like the proposal and need to see more information if you want to apply again. For that.
I did have a question. This isn't the same person having submitted the proposal, but I believe the artist named in this is the same as the artist in Paint the Park.
Mm.
I just wanted to make sure that I was correct in that. It was a slightly different name, but it seemed like it was the same person.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it was the same person.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
That is another thing to consider. Like, it would be kind of the same artist getting two chances. I mean, not that that's not like verboten or anything, but just something that we should keep in mind.
Good catch. I didn't notice that.
Oh, okay. Because I noticed Erica Danner is listed with Paint in the Park, but okay. Also, okay.
And if I say, like, I may be incorrect about that. That was just when looking at the applications, I thought it was the same person.
Could we bring that up on the that application out from the packet to look at?
They have this, one says Erica Danner and one says Erica Wildflowers, but Erica is spelled the same.
Right.
So is that
I just totally could be incorrect. Thought it perhaps was somebody's sort of legal name, maybe, and like artist's name. Thought that, like a unique spelling of Erica, and I just
couldn't. No. And hold on a sec. So are you comparing, because I thought you were doing a thing where it was like you were saying that the Paint in the Park artist was the same as the Mind in Bloom, which it looks like. She's
those
the
are
therapist.
Just, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Those so are just the applicants, but the artist, yeah, because Erica Wildflowers is.
Ooh boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you look at
Native
the name
heritage.
And the email address.
Yeah.
It is. It does look like it is the same person. So.
Yeah.
And yeah, like she didn't submit two applications, but another application is suggesting her as the artist to do the mural.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Which. You know, I don't think there's any rule against that, as far as I'm aware, but just something we might want to think about.
Yeah, both of those. I know it's the same artist. I just was thinking, you know, map wise and reach wise. Mm-hmm. You know, these are both areas I think that don't have a lot currently, and would get a lot of people viewing it as they drive by or walk by. Some of the other ones, I guess I had a little bit different ranking on some of the ones higher up. A couple of them just that had been done before and listed turnout numbers, and just if you compare, you know, how many people live in Iowa City to the turnout, I felt some of these murals had a much bigger impact, wider impact on people than the event-based ones are tricky when they're listing a turnout and it's, you know, less than 100 people.
35 to 50, yeah.
Yeah, that one's really, it's hard for me to sort of weigh that above something that's, you know, a free concert with a large turnout or a mural that will stay up for years, things like that.
Yeah, I mean, that is a good point. Also, though, I think some of the, I mean, it's apples and oranges, sort of.
So, Chris, other years we have chosen to either take money from other things if we felt like there was a couple extra we wanted to fund, or the same if we felt like we didn't want to spend all the money, we've put it towards maintenance or some other thing. Or do you have a sense of where we're at on our overall budget? Is that a possibility this year or not? Do you know?
Are you talking about bringing additional funding into Fund More, or to take the funds that weren't allocated and just allocate that extra whatever $1,000? I think our intent would be to allocate the full amount, if that's what the desire of the committee is, to take those remaining funds and put, if you want to put it towards one of the other ones, or do that and pull some from others and maybe
in from the public art budget.
Correct.
But
like you're talking about from within the budget to bring additional funds into fund.
Other years we had decided, like, if there was a few, if we had a situation like this and there was a few that were close, we would reallocate money from a different line item if we felt like it was a choice the committee wanted to make. I don't know if we're still allowed to do that or not. But.
I think it would be at the expense of maintenance, perhaps, because this year we have the assessments in. I mean, there's a lot in this year's budget. And at that point, I assume what we're looking at is we would be funding all but one. Is that what you're kind of thinking of adding an additional? Basically, $5,000 is what we're looking at to cover the remainder. I can double check and see what that looks like. But
I just throw that out there as something we've done in the past. I'm not recommending it by any means. I'm just wanted to bring that up. And I do think we need to do maintenance on all of our pieces. So.
Yeah, because I assume that following the assessment, there's going to be some maintenance that needs to take place. And it is a tight budget anyway, so.
How strict is the ranking? You know, if we have a remainder after the ones in yellow, does it have to go to 10, or can we skip 10 and go to 11?
I think there'd have to be some points, or if you have a reason to, like, that project was already funded. Otherwise, I, you know, there'd have to be some point shuffle. Somebody would have to say, you know what, in talking to everyone, I concur. But I think the fact that, I mean, I think if you feel like, we awarded this project, the one below it, we'd like to put some funds towards that. Plus, it's a, I mean, I'm trying to remember what the total cost of those two were. Does anybody have that up?
The total cost of the
Mines in Bloom?
Looks like they requested 4,000.
I didn't know what the total cost of the, that's what I was going
to. Oh, I see, from the appling.
Like, is it a $20,000 and they're asking for four? Or is it a $6,000 and they're asking for four? Let me see what I got here.
Leslie, I feel like you're going to get to it faster with the physical printouts. So.
Yeah, the total project costs us $15,000, and they're asking for four.
Do they detail where the other funds are coming from with any specificity?
This was what was confusing. State of Iowa Art Project Grant, which is that an Iowa Arts Council?
That is how I interpreted that.
But that, and that's anticipated, not committed. So
I assume they might be applying for that April 22nd deadline. But I'm, you know, but yeah, that is how I interpreted that. That was going to be an Arts Council project grant.
It's on page 65, if you're trying to find it.
Thank you.
And private donors for $1,000, but yeah.
So it sounds like us giving them $1,000 probably isn't going to make the project happen.
I mean, at this point, it feels like the sort of the three projects that are at the sort of bottom of the rankings all have things, some reason that they're down there,
right?
And I honestly, I would say I would feel comfortable just committing the funding as the rankings dictate it at this point. But that's just my idea.
And they could possibly, if they do get that grant, they could maybe go ahead with that mural without our contribution. Because I agree, it's a good location, but I also feel like just because we have that much in the budget, I don't think we should spend it all if you know, there's projects that are lower on the list.
So, yeah, because there was a little bit like the $9,000 for the $13 per square foot. Artist labor, this house, you know, I don't think paint is going to cost that much. It was a little.
Well, that's a good point.
I just wanted to, their budget was a little bit of concern for me, more than the not having the mural, you know, design yet. It was like, I just need to know where the money's going, and I'm not quite sure how to interpret that, you know.
And that is when the feedback we could give is, yeah, we like the location, come back next year with more details. And then we'll know if her other mural went well.
Yeah, I think I'll go ahead. I will motion that we approve the funding for the seven projects highlighted in yellow in the spreadsheet here, as requested.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. But I really would like to try to get that project specific feedback, because I mean, it is a wonderful project and it's a great spot for it. But
I actually made the note on there to give them feedback.
Thank you.
We'll do it with all three. The notes were enough that I think we can as well as the dialogue we just had.
Thank you, Chris. All right. Do staff updates. I feel like I'm gonna start with Jen. What do you got, since you're like the new novel person at this meeting?
Well, I can give landfill and garbage updates.
Yes.
I really don't have much on public art, other than I will say we have a really cool mural on our refuse building on Gilbert Court, done by Erica Danner a couple of years ago. So that's probably one of my favorites in town, but I'm biased. So, yeah.
No, that's becoming a mural hotspot there at the bike library.
And they're building a new building out on their site. And
yeah, no murals on that for now, at least. Nope.
Doesn't have to be art related. They just asked for a staff update. Could be on anything.
I know. That's what I'm just kind of like.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
Yeah, how are you? Actually, been a kind of a busy day. Yeah. It's muddy at the landfill. There's birds.
Well, welcome.
Today, though, so that's good. But
Julie, would you like to go next?
I don't have anything art related either.
Pool drama.
Yes. City Park pool going forward, though. Yay.
Yay.
Yeah, it's not drama anymore. It's.
Woo. Other pool drama.
It's pool party is what it is now.
Oh, Lord. Yes. Yes, it is a pool party now that it's going through. Chris, do you have anything?
I do, actually.
Yes.
So Wyatt is finished up. I just had to pay for a little bit more touch-up paint that he went and purchased. So he is done. So we will get the... I'll talk to our communications folks. We'll get the ribbon cutting set up, and we'll make sure we get that notification out to everybody. I don't have a time frame for that yet. My guess is I'll probably wait until Rachel's back, and we'll make sure she's a part of that and get it scheduled. So go ahead.
I think it's going to be a part of Party in the Park this summer when we do a Party in the Park at Fair Meadows. And I don't know the date of that either, so that's not super helpful. But it would be a Thursday night.
Oh, that's perfect. So we'll get that set up. Is there any additional feedback from... So one of the things we talked about last meeting was if people had time and thought about, for the May meeting, strategic planning-wise, any additional input, insight, thoughts that they wanted us to be prepared for prior to, or if in general, are there any, unless you'd rather discuss that, I suppose, under old or new business, would you rather wait until?
Let's go ahead and say, is there any old or new business?
Okay, I did have one more update.
Okay, awesome.
Then we'll go back to that. So 21 South Lynn so last time Ron had given kind of a brief update. Further update, we did get some information that we are waiting on. It will be on the work session of the April 15th City Council meeting. There'll be a memo that goes in that packet that'll come from staff that will summarize the two proposals, kind of give a comparison matrix of the two, and then there'll be a narrative that kind of walks through different aspects of it. I don't believe there'll be a recommendation, but there'll be a lot of information in that memo that'll go out, as well as we'll put out on our website, I believe, the revised submittal that we received, just so everything's out there on available to the public. That discussion will happen on the 15th. I don't know if council will make any decisions that night, or if it will just bring up some more questions. It may result in down the road bringing back the teams that presented or that proposed for future discussion with council if there are questions, or it may just be a council has questions that staff then proceeds and meets with the different entities. But that'll be on the 15th. I would imagine there'll probably be dialogue on this project until it gets to a resolution. So that's all I have for staff updates.
All right, so old new business sounds like old business, maybe?
As I jumped the gun and brought it up on the prior one, if there was any additional feedback or any new thoughts on what you would like to have prepared prior to the strategic plan meeting that we're having in May, still working on lining up a different room so that we can just make sure we can get everything set up from a recording perspective and that it works so that it's a more workable environment for that kind of a session where it's a lot of brainstorming and sticky notes and
big ones.
Big sticky notes. Yep. Everybody I can tell is excited about.
Like, Sophie, would you like to give us a preview of what items you might be bringing for this?
Very large sticky notes, regular size sticky notes, yes. And markers.
Markers.
Local markers.
Yes. So you will have to help me out with this, or if I made this up. But I thought maybe there was the idea of it being a closed session. Or just public session? I don't know why I have that in my head, so I wanted to just confirm with everybody. That's just in my
head. I don't recollect.
We're really limited on when it could be a closed session. It has to be like you're talking about personnel issues or something.
Yeah, or things that can't be pushed out to the public. Yeah.
What if it gets really hot and spicy next meeting? What are we going to do? I guess it'll just be public hot and spicy.
It'll just be hot and spicy.
I want to be at the next meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to confirm.
Members from the public can attend.
Just my alternate, because I'll be gone.
Oh, can I be your alternate? Yeah. I was just kidding. I assume you'd have somebody else be your alternate, but I'll probably be there anyway.
Will this be Tyler?
It'll probably be Tyler.
Okay.
He knows what's going on.
He's all right.
He's all right. You like him?
He's all right.
So is that a no? There's no additional thoughts? Or I think the plan, we're going to still try to have a basic template built for that so that in order to assist you in your deliberations.
Would you just, I technically have the things from the March meeting and the files on my computer, but just making sure we have all the different parts of all the things to consider. I don't know if that has to formally be part of next packet, but maybe. Things that got included in the March packet, just more things to start the process, but then just having those materials back so that we're...
So basically resend out what we had sent, so everybody, make sure everybody has it front and center? Is that what you're thinking?
Okay. Yeah. If somebody trashed that last packet, it'll be back.
And by trash, you mean accidentally deleted, because they would never do it on purpose. That's what you meant, right? Yeah. I will make sure that gets out.
Anything else from other folks?
Okay, in Ron's honor, motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.